I was sitting with a dear friend some weeks ago, and she was telling me about her children. They're all grown up now with their own lives, their own problems and their own difficulties. And as we talked, it became clear that the children had not all followed the road that she would have hoped for. But she said, and she said it with great love in her eyes, "The more naughty they are, the more I love them, because they need my love all the more." And she is indeed a reflection of the Father in today's Gospel. The Father had two sons, one very different from the other, one eager to live life to the full, reaching out for adventure and experience. He was the wild one, thoughtless, impetuous, a bit of a daredevil. And we can be pretty sure that as a child he got into all sorts of scrapes, climbed trees, splashed around in puddles, tore his new jeans, fell over umpteen times and got up again. And he surely had been in a few bad scrapes. But out of these mishaps, he had come to know his Father as a loving, understanding, caring, and forgiving man. The other son was more cautious. He probably never gave his parents a moment's trouble or worry. We don't know why, but looking at the hard-hearted and unforgiving adult that he grew into, we can be perhaps excused for thinking that maybe he was too good, always did the right thing, always in the right place at the right time, always with his hair combed and his teeth brushed, but somehow with little love in his life. Perhaps he was the kind of son that wanted always to keep on the right side of his parents. Maybe he hoped that he would be rewarded for it, for being the better son. Both of these people needed their father's forgiveness. One for squandering his inheritance by a wild and shameful life, and the other surely for his hard-hearted reaction and his unforgiving response to the return of his brother. But only one of the two realized his deep need, and only one of the two came to the Father for his forgiveness. I want to focus for a moment on that meeting, the moment of return. The returning son, as we saw, had prepared a lovely speech to apologize to his father. But at the moment of meeting, those words were stifled by his father. And the father spoke no word either. Their experience at that moment was beyond words. And that moment of their mutual embrace in silence surely tells us more about God than could be contained in 1,000 words. The returning son was totally received by the Father, and received in the condition that he came to his Father. His shame was totally received. His miserable past was totally received. And his hunger. His Father absorbed into himself the misery and pain of his returning son. He had come home. There was no need for words, no need for admission of failure, of mistakes, or of the disgrace that he had brought on his family. No, there was no need for anything more than the embrace. The truth is that God gives us our freedom, and when we use it unwisely, create chaos in our own lives and in the lives of others, he waits patiently. He's on the lookout for us, calling us back. And when we come back, he gives us the most wonderful gifts, He takes into himself our failure, and in return he gives us welcome home gifts, like the ring and the best robe and the sandals for the bare feet and a warm and loving embrace. Like my friend who spoke about her children, God would surely say, the more wayward they are, the more I must show that I love them, because they need my love more. And through our failures, God gives us a better understanding of his boundless compassion for us. Through our failures, God gives us a deeper awareness of our frailty, and above all, of our need for him. Gives us a more compassionate heart that welcomes without judgment or condemnation those others who make bad choices, those among our friends or children perhaps who get it all wrong and feel themselves to be failures. The truth surely is that we are all children in need of a forgiving Father, and the difference between us lies in the way we accept this truth and deal with this need. What never changes is the total embrace of our Father, the complete embrace of God.